ready to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Our Bible study today comes from the book of Exodus. Our teacher is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University until the time he went to be with his Lord. And now by tape recording, here is today's study by Mr. Boyd.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Exodus, chapter 25. That's the book of Exodus, chapter 25. And we're going to read today verses 1 and 2, and then verses 8 and 9, and then turn over to the last verse, verse 40. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. Now, verse 40 says, And look that thou make them after the pattern which was showed thee in the mount. Beginning in chapter 25 and continuing to the end of the book of Exodus, the tabernacle dominates all that is revealed. You recall that Exodus chapter 19 through chapter 40 gives us a matter of revelation. Israel is encamped at Mount Sinai, and these 21 chapters record for us events that took place in about 9.5 months. Chapter 19 to chapter 31, the will of God is disclosed. In chapter 32 to 34, the will of God is despised. And chapter 35 to 40, the will of God discharged. Now, in chapter 19 to 31, chapter 19 tells us of the revelation of the Lord, and chapters 20 to 24, the annunciation of the law. And then in the sections that deal with the will of God disclosed and despised and discharged, beginning with chapter 25 and running through chapter 40, there is the designation of the way of approach unto God by the people of Israel. In chapters 25 to 31, we are given the gracious provision for Israel. In chapters 32 to 34, the grievous perversion of Israel as they fell into sin. And then in chapters 35 to 40, the glorious performance in Israel as God then enabled Moses and those who constructed the tabernacle to finish it and to erect it to the glory of God. And then, of course, the glory cloud came and indwelled that tabernacle, and God owned it as his place of meeting. Now, these 16 chapters are devoted to this great subject of the designation of the way of Israel to approach the Lord. This indicates the importance of this matter, and it includes three of the five great events at Sinai. Now, those great events were these: the revelation of the Lord, which took place in chapter 19, the annunciation of the law in chapters 20 to 24. Now, in the rest of the book of Exodus, we have the institution of the tabernacle, the ordination of the priesthood, and the prescription for the offerings that were to be offered. So in chapters 25 then to 31, we have recorded for us the gracious provision for Israel. And these chapters may be divided as follows: the institution of the tabernacle in chapters 25 to 27, the ordination of the priesthood in chapters 28 and 29, and repeated again in Leviticus chapters 8 to 10, And then the regulation of the service of the tabernacle in chapters 30 to 31. So, the institution of the tabernacle. Now, today I'd just like to consider certain summary things about this matter, and perhaps we'll do so at the next time we study in Exodus on Bible Institute of the Air. As I pointed out a moment ago, the tabernacle dominates the book of Exodus from chapter 25 to the end. And in this passage, we have, first of all, the instructions concerning the tabernacle. It's very interesting. Seven times over, we have a record of instructions with regards the construction of this tabernacle. And the thing that is important about these instructions is simply this, that in chapter 25, verse 9, God said to Moses that sanctuary was to be made according to all that he would show Moses, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments or all of the furnishings that pertain to the tabernacle. That's how he was to make it. And then in verse 40, it is repeated and emphasized that Moses was to be careful that he would make the various instruments and furnishings of the tabernacle according to the pattern which was showed him in the mount. Now, seven, of course, is the Bible number for perfection. And seven times in this section of Exodus, we have a record of instructions regarding the building of the tabernacle. Another thing I'd like to call to your attention is the names of the tabernacle. There are three of them given to this place of meeting. First of all, of course, is the word tabernacle. In chapter 25 and verse 9, it says, according to all that I show thee after the pattern of the tabernacle. Now, it's called the tabernacle because it was at that place where God was to dwell in the midst of his people. You see, in verse 8, God said, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. In chapter 29 of Exodus and verse 44, we read another name of the tabernacle. God says, and I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. All right, here it's called the tabernacle of the congregation, or as it is in another place called the tent of meeting. Now, this name was given to it because there God was to meet with his people. And then back in chapter 25 again, and verse 21, we read, and thou shalt put the mercy seat above the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. Then, over in the book of Numbers, chapter 1 and verse 50, and then verse 53, we read, but thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony. And 53, but the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of the testimony, and there shall be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Now, it's called the tabernacle of the testimony because the tables of the law were placed in the ark, which was called the ark of the testimony, and that ark was to be located in the Holy of Holies within this tent of meeting. So, these are the three names that are given to the tabernacle. Another thing I'd like to call to your attention about the tabernacle is the origin of the tabernacle. From the book of Exodus, we discover that God delivered the tabernacle to Moses when he was in Mount Sinai. He instructed him minutely as to its form and purpose and said, see, thou make all things according to the pattern showed thee in the mount. Now, this is given in Exodus 25 and verse 40. And, of course, Exodus 25 and verse 9 tells us that he was to erect or construct the tabernacle according to the pattern. All right. The word pattern means a type or a model. So this simply means that Moses looked upon a model of the tabernacle as the Lord was instructing him. Now, in no particular of its construction, then, was Moses left to his own ideas. The whole was a direct and complete revelation of God. So, the tabernacle was originated with God, and a pattern of it was shown to Moses while he was in the mount. And as God gave instruction to Moses regarding the construction of this tabernacle, Moses had the pattern of it before him. Now, there's another thing I'd like to call to your attention regarding the tabernacle today, and that is the form of this tabernacle. And this form is to be seen in two things in particular. Number one, its structure. We're told that the tabernacle, first of all, was to have an outer court. And, of course, this outer court was to be hidden from the people of Israel by linen curtains. This outer court was 100 cubits long and 50 cubits wide. Within the outer court, there was to be the tabernacle, or the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the testimony. Now, this tent of meeting was 30 cubits long and 10 cubits wide. The tabernacle, or tent of meeting, consisted of two compartments. The first compartment was known as the holy place. The holy place was 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide. And then the Holy of Holies was the second compartment of the tabernacle, was a 10-cubic cube, or 15 feet long and 15 feet wide and 15 feet high. Now, as you know, in the priestly service, the priests could minister in the holy place, but only the high priest could go behind the veil that separated the holy place from the Holy of Holies and minister in the Holy of Holies. Now, the tabernacle had certain articles of furniture. In the outer court of the tabernacle was located a brazen altar. This was the altar of sacrifice for the burnt offering, etc. And after this was a brazen laver, symbolical of cleansing. Then in the holy place, there were three articles of furniture: the golden candlestick or lampstand, the table of showbread, and the altar of incense. And then in the Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Testimony, covered by the mercy seat and cherubim. Now, this is a marvelous portrait of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we shall see later. And I trust that as we study this matter of the tabernacle, that God will be pleased to open the eyes of our understanding, that we may understand more clearly the way of approach unto a holy God by the shedding of the blood of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Today's study was given by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.